Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Good morning. Hold on, I'm trying to reach out to another soul. We truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity. Good morning.
To be in the house of the Lord one more time.
Thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His long suffering. Amen.
Amen.
Thank Him for how He has blessed us. Amen. Truly, He has been good to us since we last met. Allowed us to be here this morning. Amen. Amen, Sister India. Allowed us to be here. Amen.
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 Thank God. Thank God.
Shall we open up with a brief word of prayer? Just want to invite the Lord into the service. He's already been here with us, and so we just want to thank Him for His goodness to us, because He truly has blessed us and been with us, and I believe He's with us right now, allowing us to be able to rise this morning and allowing us to be able to be in His midst. I just thank God for that. Amen. Let me reach out to this soul here. They want me to get them into the service. So we'll get them in, and Lord bless. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we call upon Your precious and holy name. We truly want to thank You for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy extended unto us this day. Thank You for how You blessed us, Lord God. You woke us up this morning. You clothed us in our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs. And You blessed us, Lord God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank You. You allowed us to come to the house of the Lord one more time. And for this, we want to say thank You. Father, we thank You for all the brothers and sisters who have gathered in Your name, Lord God. Thank You for the children who are out this morning, Lord God. And ask Your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God, in their household, their family, and their family, Lord God. Ask that You would watch over and protect them and keep them, Lord God, in these few days that they have left of school year, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, Your blessings be upon their parents in a special way, Lord God. Ask likewise that You continue, Lord God, to remember even our littlest ones, dear Father. We thank You for little Grant and little Olivia and little Infinity, Lord God. And we thank You for these beautiful children, Lord, that You have blessed us with, and ask that You would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. Likewise, dear Father, Sister Smith said it was a joy to have them in Sunday school, Lord God, and we thank You for that and ask that You would continue to bless. Father God in heaven, bless all the saints of God who've gathered in the house of the Lord this day. Ask Your continued blessings be with them, dear Father. Remember those who are online, dear Heavenly Father, unable to get out. We ask that You would bless them. Special prayer and blessing for Sister Ruth, dear Heavenly Father. We understand she's home, and we thank You for that and ask that You would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Father God in heaven, likewise, remembering Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God. Remember her and her family, Lord God. Remember her husband, Lord God, and remember her children. Remember her daughters and her son and her grands and great-grands, Father. We just ask that You would bless and be with them, Lord God. Likewise, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that You remember Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God, and ask Your continued blessings be upon them. Remember Sister Carolyn, Lord God. We think about her, Lord God, and ask that You would continue, Lord, to be with her, knowing that she's had some health issues, Lord God. And so we just pray that You would bless. Remembering Sister Avery, likewise, as she comes to mind, and Miss Betty, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift them up to You, dear Father, because we know You are God, and beside You, there is none other. Father, we ask that You remember Sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon Sister Ferris Day. Thank You for blessing her with a new job, dear Father. Ask that You would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to remember her family as a whole, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray for Sister Marvinia there in New York, dear Father, and ask You would bless her too, dear Father. Thank You for Sister Marvinia, and ask that You would continue, Lord, to look down upon our dear sister with favor this day. Father God in heaven, remember all those who have called in, who are listening in, dear Heavenly Father. We may not know who they are. We may not be able to call them name by name, dear Father, but You know each and every heart and each and every soul that has called in to listen at the broadcast, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that You would grant according to Your riches in Christ Jesus. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing be upon the saints that are here today, the older saints in a special way. Thank You for Sister Carol being out this morning, and ask that You would bless her in body, spirit, mind,
mind and soul, Lord God, and continue to look down upon her favor. Continue to heal her and touch her in her body, Lord God. We know she was a little dizzy or not feeling quite well on Tuesday, but Lord, you still blessed her to be out in the house of the Lord, and we thank you for seeing her here today. Remembering Sister Regina, too, dear Father, thank you for her and all your manifold blessings upon her life, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember her family in a special way, Lord God. Father, we pray that you would remember Sister Holmes. She's on the phone, dear Father, not able to get out, but oh, Father, we thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her family who's caring for her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon them likewise. Remember, Lord God, the Mann family, Brother Mann, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. We know that Brother Sammy, Lord God, has been having some pain in his body, Lord God, and so we just ask a special prayer and blessing be upon Brother Mann, not forgetting his daughter Karen and his daughter Rose and his son Steve, dear Father, Stephen, dear Father, and his grandchildren, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, a special prayer upon this family, Lord God, in a mighty way. We ask, O Lord, that you would look down upon them with favor, Lord God, and be with them, be their guide and their direction and the strength they so desperately stand in need of. Remember the entire Mann family, Lord God. Remembering Joe and Taswell, dear Father, and remembering Lenny, dear Father, and James, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that it hasn't been that long since they laid Brother Mann to rest, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we pray that you would comfort them, Lord God, and be with the entire Mann family, Lord God, which we know it reaches out to other names, dear Heavenly Father, Fluellens and other, dear Father, that are in that family. Remember them, Lord God, as they go through their hour of bereavement, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, others that are in our bereavement, dear Father. We have so many, Lord God, that have lost loved ones, dear Father, this year thus far, and we are only into April of this year, dear Father, but we just want to thank you and ask that you would bless these families in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we want to remember our dear sister, Webb, dear Heavenly Father. She comes to my mind, dear Father. Remember her. Bless her in her body. Good to hear her on Wednesday night, Lord God. Good to hear, dear Father. She got the staples out, Lord God. And Lord, a little sore, but you're still healing her, Lord God. But Lord, she never lost her faith. She never lost her stand for you, Lord God. And we thank you for that. All that she's been through, Lord God, we ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Remember her household. Remember her companion. Remember her children and grandchildren. Remember her brother and her sister, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you even for her testimony on Wednesday night, Lord God, how it encourages us, dear Heavenly Father, to know, Lord God, even in our day of affliction, we still can praise you, dear Heavenly Father. So we just ask that you remember our dear sister, Lord God. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Lillian and Brother Allen, we don't see them as of yet, Lord God, don't know if they're on their way, but remember them, dear Father. Thank you for allowing Sister Lillian to have another birthday, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing Brother Allen with his job, dear Father. Oh, Father, you've been so good, dear Heavenly Father, and you have blessed so much, dear Heavenly Father, in this house of God, and we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister India out this morning, and ask your hand of love and mercy continue to be extended to her, dear Father, knowing, Lord God, she's working, Lord God, to make a living for her family, Lord God. We thank you for that, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear Heavenly Father, and we know she'll give you the praise and glory due unto your name. Thank you for Sister Kiva being here this morning too, Lord God. Remember her in a special way, Lord God. Remember, Lord, as she's growing in grace and in the knowledge of thee, dear Father. Remember her children too, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Father. Remember her family, Lord God. She too is in the hour of bereavement, Lord God. And remember her family, dear Father, in Texas, dear Father, her aunt, dear Lord, as they on yesterday, I believe it was, they laid the rest, or they're her uncle, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would bless the family in every way they stand in need of. Be their guide, be their direction, be the strength they so desperately stand in need of. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for Sister Smith being out this morning, and we ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Continue to be with her, be her guide and her direction. Father, we just want to thank you so much for all that you have done for us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for each and every one that is here under the sound of my voice, Lord God, and remembering our superintendent, remembering those downstairs, Sister Laurentine and Brother Maurice, ministering to the children, Lord God, Sister Melita back in the media room, Lord God, our teachers, Sister Blake, Brother Levester, Sister Millicent, Brother Byrene, and all that are teaching the word of God. We just thank you, Lord God. Brother Willis is here this morning. Thank you for that. And Lord, we're looking for others to come in, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that this day that Brother DeAndre and little Tatum are going to be flying out their Heavenly Father to Georgia so he can see his family, Lord God. And so we just ask that you would bless. Don't know what time it is, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, whatever time of the day it is, you still can bless their Heavenly Father. So we just ask that you would be with them. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless us in the services today, Lord God. Remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Remember those, Lord God, who may not have had a home last night, may have slept underneath a bridge, Lord God. I can think of our dear brother man, Lord God. He always prayed for the homeless. He always prayed for those, Father, who were down, their Heavenly Father, in life, dear Lord. And we'd ask us to remember those who needed food, dear Father, and shelter. So we're lifting them up to you, Lord God, and ask that you would remember them in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, you remember our president and our leaders, dear Father, and remember, dear Heavenly Father, those that are in Congress and those in our judges and, dear Father, our police officers, our emergency personnel, dear Father. We just ask that you remember all people everywhere, dear Heavenly Father, and a special prayer for your people of God, dear Father, all over this world, all over this continent, wherever they might be, dear Father, preaching and teaching your word this morning. We know that we when we look out and we see, dear Father, we can see the signs of the times. It's pointing to your return, Lord God, and we can see it's near. It's even nearer than what we think. You said even at the door. So help us to be faithful and true to your word. Help us to be about your business, dear Heavenly Father, this day. I ask that you would remember me likewise, dear Father, as I preach the word, dear Father, as I stand before your people, Lord God. Help me to know that I'm standing, dear Heavenly Father, in thee, dear Lord. And help me, dear Heavenly Father, to speak the words of wisdom that you have given to me. I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, have thine own way in the service today. Thank you for Sister Blake being here, and ask your blessings upon her. Likewise, dear Father, continue to look down upon her with favor. Remembering Sister Millicent, likewise, dear Father, thank you for her too. She leads a devotional service. Be with all of us in a special way, Lord God. I know I'm forgetting someone, Lord God, but we have another prayer that will be going up later on, dear Father. And if we've forgotten anyone, as the Brother Byron has said before and others have said, it's the heir of the head, not of the heart. We ask that you would just bless and have thine own way. We'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 56. 56 in the worship to the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name.
All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for man to die that he might now redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. 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 His name is blessed. Amen. Praise our God, giving glory to God this morning for all that he is to us. Amen. And he's everything, isn't he? He's everything to us. Amen. Just thank God for allowing us to be here this morning and once again in the house of God. And because we serve him daily, this is not a special day. It's just another day in Christ Jesus. Amen. We know some people, you know, they save up for outfits and so on in order to come out and strut their stuff on what they call Easter, and then you don't see them again until what they call Christmas. And all that they've been doing in between, you know, they're not seeking God. But we thank God that he give us a place in his kingdom and we can dwell there every day. Thank God for his goodness. So glad to see each one, and again, we just thank God for his goodness and his mighty power in our lives. We give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. Just thank God for her and all that he is doing in her life. And because he's doing that in her life, she's a blessing to us.
Amen.
Amen. And we pray that we're a blessing to her likewise as we lift her up in prayer. And for God has knitted us all together. Thank the Lord. Again, I'm so glad, as Brother Byron said this morning, and Sister Smith also said, we're just glad to see our children here today. We miss them when they're not here. We just thank God that they were here today, and we continue to lift them up in prayer. Thank God. Our responsive reading, amen. Our responsive reading, we will continue on 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 1-7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1-7. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his word from the messages on Friday, the Bible study on Wednesday night. We just thank God. Thank God for his goodness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1-7. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Together, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen, amen. Truly, we're walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for faith. And those things that we feel that our faith is weak, we can ask God to increase our faith. We can ask the Lord to be with us, bless us, show us the way wherein we should walk. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We're so thankful that God hears our prayers, and when we pray in faith. Because if we're not praying in faith, then we might as well not be praying. Nor the Lord will not answer our prayers if we are of a doubtful mind. If we think that God cannot do those things that he has promised us that he would do according to his will. And so we're just so thankful that he does hear us. We see it. We were praying this morning, God, in our Sunday school class, we were praying for the children. Mm-hmm. And then we heard a lot of footsteps upstairs, and down they came. And so all we could just praise God because they were here. God was answering while we were yet speaking.
Yeah.
While we were yet speaking, God heard our prayers. He heard our cry. And he can do that in for all of our situations. So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Thank you, Lord, for being here this morning and continue to pray for me and for my family.
Amen. Amen. Sister Carol, thankful to be here this morning. Continue to pray for her and her family and the McGrell family as well.
Sister Blake, Sister June says, continue to remember her in prayer. She started therapy on Friday, but she said she was overwhelmed by the pain.
Yes.
So just remember her much in prayer. But she says she's still going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
And just remember those who are still on their way and just thank God for his goodness. And thank God for your prayers for me. And as I continue to, God continues to grow my hair back.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's truly growing.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm not ashamed of anything.
Amen.
I brought it before the Lord.
That's right.
And so the Lord has blessed.
Amen.
Yes. We're told that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we thank God we see the evidence.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Sister Melita. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Praise God. My.
I also had some questions on the issues and that
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Malia. We're told in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. And so in everything. We pray about everything. Amen. We thank God for Sister Malia's request, thanking God for Jaslyn being well, and we thank God for that and to see her today, and we'll continue to remember Brother Brandon and little Lauren. We thank God that he's touched them from strep throat, and we'll remember Sister Chanel. As she goes in, Sister Chanel, Brother Brandon's wife, as she goes in to have that little boy on Tuesday, yeah. Lord's will. Amen. So we pray that the Lord will be with all of them. Amen. And with Sister Melita and Joby as they care for little Lauren. We'll also pray for Joby's brother, Lovett, that heart situation and so on. It just lets us know that, you know, God and mankind can try to put in all kinds of mechanisms, but we have to go to God for the healing, the real healing that we need. And so we'll remember Lovett and his family in a special way, and we thank God for the plumbing issue being resolved.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Sister Regina.
My kids are approved. Ready for their
return. Amen.
Anthony's birthday was the 8th, and he was 10 years old.
My. Amen, amen. We'll pray for Sister Regina's family who's on a cruise. We pray that God will keep them safe while they're gone and that they would have an enjoyable time. And little Anthony, who turned 10 years old, amen. We continue to pray for him as well. Amen. And Sister Regina, we pray for you as well. Amen. Sister Smith.
Okay. And my
family
who's caring for me. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. We'll continue to remember you and your family who's caring for you. I'm sorry, Sister Smith. Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Smith. And we're praying for you. We know you want to be an example to your loved ones and your family, that they will come to know the Lord also. And we thank God that you had an opportunity to spend time with your sister. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Other requests?
I want to say I'm thankful, Sister Blake. Just thankful for all the Lord's done for me.
Amen. 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 We'll also continue to remember Pastor Jenkins as she brings the message. The Lord will bless and strengthen her, and continue to pray that God will Just open her up and give her utterance to, for what we need to know. And pray also for Brother Byrene. We thank God for the lessons on Wednesday night. My. So good for our souls. And just continue to pray for Brother Byrene. God would continue to anoint him, use him to bring his word out, making it plain. You know, we're getting the word, saints, we're getting the word really strong and clear here. And God is preparing us for something. These are the last days. Something, there are things that we see happening all around us, but I'm persuaded, and more to come. We're told that there are many things where the Lord shows us things that will happen. And it says, and these are the beginnings of sorrows. Doesn't say it's the end, it says it's the beginning. So let us get anchored, get armored, and just get a firm hold on our salvation. Amen. Never want to let it go. Amen. All general requests. We all need something from the Lord. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 343. 343 in the worship of the Lord. The sweet hour of prayer. 343. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me ask my
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer,
amen,
realizing that it is a privilege to go to him. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for allowing us, dear Father, to have this hour of prayer, for allowing us, dear God, to come to you, Lord, bringing, Lord, the burdens of our heart. Lord, for coming to you, dear God, for the thoughts that are on our mind, dear God, and on our heart, dear God. For knowing, dear God, even before we utter them, dear Father, Lord, you know, dear God, all about them. And yet, Lord, you allow us to come to you, dear God, and to cry out to you, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for hearing and knowing. We thank you, Lord, for understanding, Lord, and giving us the understanding, dear Father.
Amen, amen.
Lord, we realize, dear God, that when situations come in our lives, dear God, things we may not understand, dear Father. Lord, if we just stay true, Lord, you will give us the understanding. We know the song poet has said, you'll understand it better by and by.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we don't lean, Lord, to our own understanding, but, Lord, we come to you, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give us a path to walk in faith, dear God, knowing, Lord, that where you lead us, Lord, and when we follow you, dear Father, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will bring us to a good and an expected end. And we just thank you, Lord, for that assurance. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, dear Father, each request. Truly, it's a pleasure, dear God. It is an honor, Father. What a blessing, Lord, to be in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
What a blessing, dear God, to be among your people, dear God.
Amen.
What a blessing to be in your presence, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that, Lord, we've come, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we've not come, dear God, to fall down and roll around. Lord, we've not come, dear God, to jabber on, dear Father.
Amen.
For we know, Lord, that even in the gift of tongues, Lord, when you give it, Lord, that's a language, Lord, for someone who speaks a different language,
Amen.
Dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, and may not understand English, dear God. And even, Lord, when you manifest that gift, Lord, it's that your wonderful works, dear God, might be told, Lord, to those who do not understand the language that is being spoken. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that when we come, dear God, Lord, we can come, Lord, to your house, dear Father, Lord, in peace and calm assurance, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you will deliver to us, Lord, is needful for our souls. Lord, that you will deliver to us, Lord, we will be able to understand through your spirit, dear God. And so we thank you for that, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way, Lord, in this service. Remember, Lord, each one that is listening, dear God, Lord, whether in this building, dear God, Lord, whether by phone, dear Father, Lord, whether, dear God, on the internet system, dear God, however it is, dear Father, Lord, that they're receiving, dear God, your word. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, will give understanding, that your spirit will be the teacher, dear God, in all things. And, Lord, for that we will give you glory and praise and honor. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for each request, Lord, that's been made. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for Sister June, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue to bless her, strengthen her, and be with her, dear God. Lord, give her grace, dear Father. Lord, give her forbearance, dear God, even, Lord, as you grant her the healing, dear God, for which we are praying, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that you would just be with her, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you are there. Lord, we know that you are with her. We know that you are encouraging her, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would grant healing, dear God, and even, Lord, relief from the pain, dear God, of the healing. Have your way, Lord. Bless her household. Bless her family, her companion, dear God, by her side. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Kiva, dear God, and her family, Lord, in their bereavement, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort her heart, dear Father. Lord, we're glad to see Sister Kiva, dear God, glad to see her smile this morning, dear God. Lord, because she's taking comfort in you, dear God. Lord, because, Lord, even in the midst, dear Father, of sorrow, Lord, you're still, your blessings, Lord, still flow. And so, Father, we ask, Lord, your blessings upon Sister Kiva. Be with her. Bless her, Lord. Even in, Lord, as she grows, Lord, in the knowledge of your word, continue to bless her, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Smith this morning, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her. Bless her, dear God. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, even as the little children would come and sit with her, dear God. Lord, it's almost like a mother hen gathers her chicks, dear God. And so, Father, we're just so thankful, Lord, for Sister Smith. We pray, Lord, you continue to bless her. Thank you, Lord, for giving her an opportunity to visit with family and her sister, dear God. Help her, Lord, to be an example of believers, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to just lift you up, dear God, even to her loved ones, and in showing them love, dear God. Lord, she can show them the love of God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God. Be with Sister Smith, dear God, and bless her family members, Lord. Speak to their hearts, dear God, Lord, that they would turn and serve you, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for Sister Carol, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, your strength upon her, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for strengthening her, dear God, even, Lord, if she had a little bit of weakness, dear God, on last week, but Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you are strong. Lord, all of her strength comes from thee. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for pouring out your strength on her. Lord, we pray that you'd continue to be with her. Bless her, Lord. Help her, dear God. Lord, remember her family in the name of Jesus, dear Father, who she's requested prayer for, all of her family members. Remember the McGrell family, likewise, dear God, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what each member of that family stands in need of. Lord, you know there are some members of that family that need special prayer, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would go, Lord, to that one, dear Father, that Sister Carol has been reaching out to, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to reach back to Sister Carol, Lord, that she might even receive encouragement and strength, and that she might receive prayer. We know Sister Carol has been praying for her, but then she can, if she reaches out, Lord, she can pray with her, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember that family one by one and name by name. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Holmes, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for Sister Holmes this morning, and we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her. Bless her, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for touching her, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, that even though she made a trip to the hospital, she did not have to remain in the hospital. Lord, we thank you for that, dear God. And we give you the glory and praise, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless her family members who care so lovingly for her, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them, help them, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they care for Sister Holmes lovingly and gladly, dear Father. Lord, it's more beautiful when one's children care for them without murmuring or complaining, dear, but just in love. And so, Father, we just thank you, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the way that Sister Holmes brought them up, dear God. And Father, now, Lord, she is reaping, dear God, the training her children up, Lord, in the way they should go, dear Father. And so we thank you, Lord, for that. Continue to be with Sister Holmes. Bless her and help her to know, Lord, that we continue to lift her up in prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina this morning, dear God. We thank you, Lord, to see her here, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember her family who's on a cruise, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, Lord, the winds and the waves obey your will, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have mercy, dear Father, upon them while they're out there on the ocean, dear Father. Lord, even as they look out, dear God, and look and from that ship, Lord, and they see what from the ocean appears to be a boundless body of water. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would think upon you, dear God. Amen. We pray, dear Father, they would think, Lord, about how you created that. Amen. And Lord, you are limitless, dear Father, in love, dear God, in compassion, dear God, and your salvation, dear God, is able to reach them even there. Father, we know, Lord, that her family members, dear God, when they were young, dear God, they learned of thee, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would think on those things that they learned when they were young, dear God. And, Lord, even there are times, Lord, when ones go out and they see, Lord, the mighty works, dear God. They look at the things that the works of this earth, the land masses and parks and all the mountains and all these things, Lord, that you made, Lord, with your mighty, with the force of your hand, dear God. And, Lord, it causes them to think on thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would think on thee, dear God, even while they're out there on the ocean, realizing, dear God, that, Lord, they're still in your hands, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts. Be with them, Lord. Help them to know, dear God, Help them, Lord, to believe, Lord, that the saints here are praying for them and praying for their souls, dear God, and that we love them. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Melita, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for her family, dear God. Lord, how you blessed Jasmine, dear Father, and healed her, dear Father. Lord, and Brother Brandon and little Lauren, dear God. Be with Sister Chanel, dear Father, even as she goes, dear Father, to the hospital, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings there, dear Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister Chanel and this little baby boy, dear God. Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just be with them, dear God. Be with Brother Brandon, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Joby, dear Father, in a special way. Lord, we continue to pray for him. Continue to call out his name to thee, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would just speak to his heart. Likewise, his brother, love it, dear Father. Lord, we've been praying for him, dear God, and we pray, Lord, that you'd remember him, Lord, in this heart situation, dear Father. Lord, that, Lord, you would intervene, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that, Lord, when the doctors can't do anything, dear Father, when they don't know what to do, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to work a work, Lord, that they can't even understand, dear God. Lord, we know we're told in your word, dear God, that there was one woman who had gone, even in your word back at that time, had gone from physician to physician and had spent all that she had on physicians. It sounds very familiar. It sounds just like today. It's not even have to do with Obamacare or health care, but even in that time, in the time of Jesus, she had spent all she had on physicians and was none the better. But when she met King Jesus, the Lord Jesus was able to heal her after years of an infirmity. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are able, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would step in, dear God, and have mercy, dear God, on Lovett. Lord, remember, dear God, and remember not only in body, but also in his soul, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember his family, his companion, his children, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, Brother DeAndre and Tatum, dear Father. Lord, who'll be traveling. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give them traveling mercies, dear God, even as they go to visit family in Georgia. Pray, Lord, that you would bless them, dear Father. Keep them in your loving care, dear God. Lord, in the hollow of your hand and under the shadow of your wing, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with Sister Maria and with Liam here, dear God. Bless them, protect them, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we beg of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless and have your way, dear God. Remember everyone who's present here today, dear God. Remember unspoken requests, dear God. Lord, there may be someone who have a burden on their hearts, dear Father. Lord, about one thing or another, dear God. Lord, are asking for direction, Lord, from you, dear God. Lord, that you would guide. Lord, they don't want to step out of your will or out of your way, Lord, but they need clarification. They need clarity. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give it in your word. Lord, that your Spirit would give it, Lord. Even, Lord, as they pray and call out to you, Lord, that you would answer prayers, dear God, in this way. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just have your way, dear Father, with everything that is said and done. Help us, Lord, to be helpers one of another. Lord, you said, dear God, that we are to help one another. Lord, we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, we are to be our brother's keeper, our brother or sister's keeper. Lord, I don't want anyone, Lord, to allow me to see me, Lord, take a step in the wrong way, Lord, and allow me to keep on going that way, and then I end up lost. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to care one for one another's souls, dear Father. Lord, and Lord, help us love one another enough, dear Father. Lord, to not allow our brother or our sister, dear God, following a path, dear God, that's out of your will, Lord, and then just allow them to go, to wander out of the pathway of the just. Lord, help us, Lord, Father, to help one another. We realize, Lord, that the enemy is trying to destroy us one by one, trying to separate us from each other. But Lord, we rebuke the enemy of our souls. He has no part nor lot. He was a murderer from the beginning, Lord, and he abides not in the truth. There is no truth in him. So we rebuke him in the name of Jesus, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, that there are those, dear God, who are listening, who are as yet unsaved. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would help them, dear God, to realize, Lord, that you just want to save their soul, Lord, not only for now, Lord, but for all of eternity, dear God. And, Lord, without you, dear God, there is no salvation. Without you, Lord, there is no life eternal, dear Father. And, Lord, when we come to you, we have to come your way, dear God. Lord, mankind cannot invent a way to get to God that's outside of your word or outside of your will. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak, Lord, to the hearts and minds, Lord, of any who might be listening, dear God, who are as yet unsaved. Yes. Help them, Lord, to realize, Lord, you've already had mercy on them, dear God, in that you've spared their life up to this day.
Yes.
And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, because, Lord, your word says that your spirit will not always strive with man.
Amen.
Help them to know, Lord, that just because, Lord, you have given them life today, that may not be the case tomorrow.
Yeah.
Help them to know, Lord, that now is the accepted time of salvation, dear God.
Yeah.
They need to come, Lord, while you're calling. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to hearts and minds, for we know, dear God, that the blood of Jesus has power to save from sin. Have your way, Lord, in this service, dear God. Lord, those that we've forgotten to pray for, Lord, you know about each and every one. You know each request. And we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way in us. Help us, Lord, to serve you, dear God, with all of our might. Help us, Lord, to for everything that we do, to do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men.
Amen.
And, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Before you to lift the morning offering, this is the second Sunday of the month.
Amen.
Already. Mm-hmm. So special offering is the building fund.
Yeah.
And as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate, and we may place our tithes and other offerings on either side. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have provided. And Lord, you have provided so much. You have provided, Lord, more than we can ever thank you enough for, Lord. We don't have enough time, Lord, even in our lives, dear God, to thank you, Lord, for all of your many benefits unto us, for you daily load us with benefits.
Praise God.
And doubtless, Lord, there are blessings that you have already blessed us with that we don't even know about and may never know about. Lord, there are times, Lord, that we have been driving, perhaps, and, Lord, we never saw the accident that would have happened, Lord, if you hadn't kept us, if you hadn't delayed our departure,
yes,
or if you had not had us leave a little earlier. Lord, we just thank you, dear God. And so there are things, Lord, that you have done for us that we don't even know about, dear,
yes,
God. And so even for those, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, dear God, as we bring them into your storehouse. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done for us. We pray, Lord, that you would receive these offerings, dear God, and use them to your glory and to your honor. And that, Lord, you would multiply them as only you can, Lord, that the kingdom of God, Lord, might be exalted and that your name might be glorified. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, Lord, and teach us, show us, Lord, how they must be utilized, dear Father. For, Lord, we will not know, Lord, except you should show us, except you should guide us. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would show us, dear Father, what you would have to be done, dear God, with these tithes and offerings, Lord, which are yours. We pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and make a way, bless those who have to give. Bless those, dear Father, who don't have anything to drop into the plate, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to use their life. You're able to use their time. You're able to use their attention. You're able to use their heart. You're able to use their godly walk for you, dear Father. Lord, that is an offering unto you also, dear Father. And Lord, we know, Lord, there'll come a day, there'll come a time, Lord, when, Lord, as they follow on faithfully to know you, Lord, Father, you'll give them something to put into the plate, dear God. And you'll, and that soul will do it with gladness, for we know that God loveth a cheerful giver. Lord, just continue to bless and have your way in us, and truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen. When upon life's bills you are tempted tall, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings,
name them
one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the Lord? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, be what God has. Have done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings,
name them one
by one. Count your many
blessings, see what God has done.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I am resolved. I am resolved.
No longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight.
tent and shrine. He is the true one. He is the just one. He has the word of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and
Hallelujah, Christ arose. up from the grave, hero.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. That last music.
Hero. Hero. Hallelujah. Christ arose.
Amen. That last verse said death could not keep his prey.
Amen.
Jesus, my Savior,
Amen.
He tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor of the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. That's us. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. His victory was over death. Amen. Praise our God. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Amen. He overcame. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. By his life, we can have life too.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. We're told the word of God tells us that when we have him, you know, the second death hath no power over us.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. People talk about somebody being powerful. That's some power.
Amen.
We have power. We have power over that second death when we live righteously in Christ Jesus. We don't have to die. We can be like Stephen was when they were stoning him. And he just went to, he said, he told the Lord to ask the Lord to forgive them. And then he just went to sleep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that fear of death is removed when we know that we just go to sleep in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Awaiting the eternal day. Thank God for his goodness. Shall we stand? So glad everyone who is here. Glad to see everyone. Amen. Sister Maria and Liam. Amen. I almost said Brother Liam, but maybe someday. Amen. We pray. We're praying that way. Good to see you, Brother Joseph, your visitor. Amen. 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 Good to see you. Bless the Lord. Amen. So glad to see you. Glad to see you. Our young people. We have a visitor. We have Sirius. He's in our Sunday school class, and we're glad that he is here today. I'm just glad to be in the house of God. Amen. We look to the Lord in prayer before our pastor comes before us. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord, because our hearts have been made glad just to be in the house of God today, dear God. Lord, to praise you for giving your dear son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Even though he suffered death, he conquered death, and he lives forever. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for this great gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, even as the gospel is preached this day, as your eternal truth is preached this day, we ask, Lord, for your anointing on our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her utterance from your spirit, dear God, to preach the word of God and help us, Lord, to receive it. Help us, Lord, to receive all of it, just to drink it in, dear God. For we know, Lord, that it's good for our souls. We know, Lord, that it's that living water that we need, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint us hearers, dear God. For, Lord, we need power to hear and to understand and to receive it as well. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would have his way, not only in our preacher, Lord, but in those of us who are being preached to, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember, Lord, each soul and each heart that's here today and help us, Lord, to be attentive to all that the Spirit saith unto the church. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen.
Amen.
We don't know when it's our last time, but we thank God we're here right now. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to see you, Mr. Dalton, today. And Thank God for you and all the saints that are here and those who are listening in, and thank you for your prayers and how God has blessed and been good to us. Amen. And it's bringing us through. And I truly thank you. As I said earlier, I'm not ashamed. I thank the Lord. You know, there's been a couple years and, well, and since, seems like since 2017, we've had quite a few deaths in the family and quite a things have taken place and in my life, and for some reason my hair takes the toll on it, and I think it's the stress from it, but your prayers is bringing it back, amen, and I thank God for that, and I'm not ashamed. So, you know, anything that's, and you know, in all thy ways, the sister said, acknowledge him, he will direct, and acknowledge God on it, and God's blessing. I'm truly thankful to him for all he's doing, amen. In our hearing this morning, we read 2 Corinthians 5:1-7. I trust you have your Bibles. I want the young people to get their Bibles out, and thank God they're here today. And we want them to hear the word of God too, so that they will know how to live before they die. Because we're living in some perilous times right now. And the Bible, the word of God says to our young people, and it says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. While we the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You need to remember God now. You don't want your bones to be full, as Job said, of the sins of your youth. Because there are a lot of things you can avoid by coming to the Lord at an early age. Amen? So thank the Lord for his goodness to us. Amen. We would like to go back to verse 7. As you know, this is a continuation, and I thank God for it. I prayed, and I said, Lord, how would you have me to, you know, address your people with this message? Because it seems the more I study, the more the Lord keeps giving me on it. Amen. And I kept saying, well, Lord, is this going to be the close of it? But then I listened Friday night to Zanesville Church of God. I thank God for the saints there and confirmation there to continue on. So I thank God. We'll continue on, saints. I don't know if it's going to be as long as it was with the armor, but I thank God.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
We would like to look at verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 5. Lord bless. For we walk by faith, not by sight. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, standing firm in the faith. Standing firm in the faith. As we left off on last Lord's Day, Christian freedom is spiritual rest in our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is freedom that Christ has made us free. You see, the cost of our spiritual freedom was the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on the cross at Calvary. We're told in 1 Timothy 2, verse 6, it lets us know that it was there that he gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. We're told in 1 John 2, verse 2, that it was there that he became the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it lets us know that it was there that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then in Isaiah 53, verse 6, it was there that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And why did he do it? My. He did it for you and me because he loves us. We're told in Romans 5, verse 8, these words, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, saints of God, let us never forget the horrible condition that you and I were in and what Jesus found us. We were not in a good condition with him. And I say to the lost this afternoon, that you're not in a good condition right now if you don't know God as your Lord and Savior. But look at what it says in Ephesians, the second chapter. He said, "And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." See, this is where we all were found. We were found, we were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." See, there was a time when all of us walked according to all the things that are going on in the world. We were full of all the sinful ways that were out there in the world. We were full of all the worldliness that was in the world that's out there today. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air. See, we walked everything that Satan wanted us to do. There are many promises when we were out there in the world that Satan would give to us. And we fell right into those promises. We believe, many of us, we played the lottery. We believe that if we could just scratch off this last ticket, we might win millions. That's what Satan was doing with our mind. Oh, but listen, he went on to say there, he said, of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the mind, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, but he didn't leave us there, saints of God. He didn't leave us out there in the wilderness, so to speak. But look at what it says in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy. Have you found God's mercy? Have you experienced God's grace? Have you experienced God's love? He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Oh, think about that thing. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. He made us together with Christ Jesus. By grace ye are saved. And it goes on to say, it has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus this afternoon? He went on to say that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, saints of God, none of us did anything to deserve what we have today in Almighty God, but let us praise his name anyhow, because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today? He didn't leave us in our sins, but praise be to God, he loved this world so much that he gave his only begotten son. But look at what it says in verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Have you received that gift this afternoon? Do you know him as your personal Lord and Savior? He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, we have nothing to boast about. Thank God for his grace, and thank God for his mercy. As we said, he did not leave us in a lost condition, that he found us in. But he sent a cure for your sins and mine, and his name is Jesus Christ. We're told these words in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 25. He said, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Praise our God. He gave Jesus, his only begotten son, to die for our sins. And God raised him to life so that we would be made acceptable to Almighty God. This is why we are told in the Bible, thou art worthy, O Lord, praise God, to receive glory and honor and power. You see, God loved us so much that he did not allow us to remain in a lost condition. How many know what we're talking about this afternoon? That God saved us out of that lost condition. He saved us because he sent his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Oh, saints of God, we have so much to be thankful for. I heard Sister Millicent just say, I just want to be thankful. I just want to thank the Lord for all that God has done for me. There's so much for us to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord God, for making me whole. Thank you, for Lord God, for giving unto me thy great salvation so full. And can you say that this afternoon? Just thank you, Lord. Praise our God. He's worthy to be thanked. praise our God, not just on two Sundays out of a year. Oh, but every single day.
Amen.
Oh, every single day, he's worthy to be thanked. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? You see, when we stand firm in our faith, we know what the will of God is for our lives. And we will live according to God's will in his word. In Mark the 8th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Jesus had just told his followers what they must do if they want to follow him. He said in verse 34 of that scripture, it says there, starting out in verse 34, praise our God. Amen. He told them that they had to deny themselves. He told them they had to take up their cross and follow him. You see, in this scripture text, Jesus had just received his identity, revealed his identity, to his disciples. He had just told them that he had to go and die for the sins on the cross. Then Jesus called all of his disciples to come around him. He also called the crowd to gather near him where they could hear what he was going to say. Saints of God, people need to gather around to hear what Jesus is about to say. They need to know more about Jesus than to be able to say, well, this is an Easter Sunday or a Christmas Sunday or this is that. But they need to hear what Jesus has to say. But then Jesus began to speak. And when Jesus began to speak and the crowd began to gather around, he told them about the high price that they had to pay to be followers of Jesus Christ. You see what Jesus said in these verses? It contradicts what the religious world is saying today, what many are teaching about Christianity. They have overlooked the seriousness of salvation. Mm-hmm. They have turned it into an easy, feel-good kind of religion where many believe that they can have Jesus and they can also have the world also. But that's not true. That's not what the Word of God is saying. Many believe that they can claim to be followers of Christ Jesus while they just live their life any old way out in this world. Oh, but Jesus, on the other hand, he lets us know that such notions are not true according to his word. Amen. I thank God I share with you. On Friday night, I joined in with the Church of God there in Zanesville. And they were having their fellowship meeting. And so I joined in to listen to them. And the subject was growing. The subject was letting them know that when you come to Almighty God, they need to be growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Don't be stand still right where you were when you came to the altar. There's got to be some growth in your Christian walk with Almighty God. They were saying, many of them were sharing testimonies. They were sharing testimonies of family members and of people doing things to try to obstruct them, to keep them from being able to live their lives for the Lord. And I thank God how they persevered through. One brother shared, and his testimony stuck with me. He shared about his wife, his companion is not sick, saved. And she's sick and laying on her bed of affliction. And he was sharing how his son, their son, comes in. And he brings in to them. He brings them lottery tickets. But he said he doesn't have anything to do with it. It may have been a past life of his, he didn't say, but he was just saying, I have nothing to do with it. But there on her bed of affliction, she's laying there scratching off, trying to see if she can win. Oh, that's where the devil has her mind. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? See, that's where the enemy has people today. They're worried about how much money I can make. I want to go do all my bucket list. I want to go jump out off a building and all these things. I want to climb the mountainside. I want to race in a race on the ocean or the river or all these various things. That's where the devil has the mindset of mankind today. And many are losing their lives and going into an eternity and do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. How many know what I'm talking about? There have been many souls that have died this past week, and many of them have gone into eternity and do not know Jesus. There have been some right in my own family that have gone into eternity, and they did not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then they have a funeral, and many come in, and they began to say a celebration of life. How can you celebrate? celebrate a life that was outside of the will of God? How can you celebrate a sinful life that did not know Jesus? Because Jesus said in the word, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. How can that be a celebration? Oh, my God, help this world we live in right now. Help those of us that are in the ministry to preach the word of God, to stand on the truth of God's word, and help the people to receive it so you'll know how to live before you die. Praise our God. Yeah, there's no easy road getting into the kingdom of God. You got to come God's way.
Amen.
Look at what Jesus says here in verse 34. He said, and when the he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name, for my sake, and the gospels, the same shall save it. He went on, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? And this is what the devil is doing with people right now. He shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You see, one of the high costs of following Jesus is that there will not be crowd saints. The crowds will go away. Oh, yeah, we're going to have empty pews. The Bible tells us, few there be that find it. Jesus also in John the 6th chapter, when declaring himself to be the bread of life, he encountered this same teaching. I ask you to read John the 6th chapter if you haven't, a beautiful scripture, to read that scripture reading. But turn there just for a moment with me. Oh, when Jesus began to teach and preach some deep truths about him being the bread of life, many of his disciples, the word of God tells us, look at there, starting with verse 60. He said, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? But you got to go back up and read the prior scriptures due to time. I'm going to ask you to read those in your leisure. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Oh, you see, today people are so offended about everything. If you try to tell people about making sure that they're living right, they get offended. People get upset. Thanks to God, I can remember the saints of old when I'm growing up here in the congregation here. Oh, the saints of God would come and say something. We didn't get offended. Oh, I thank God someone was watching out for my soul. Oh, I thank God for those like Sister Holmes and them. They were watching for our souls, saints of God. They'd pull us aside and they would share with us, you know, various things to let us know so that we would learn how to live before we die. Oh, I don't want to get to the end and get there. And Jesus says, depart from me because you didn't do so-and-so and this or whatever. Just depart from me. No, I want you to tell me right now. Let me know right now so I can get it in order, get it straightened with Almighty God. Help me, Lord. You know, the Bible says the saints of God are easily entreated. You know, when someone comes to you and says something, just be easily entreated about it. Receive it because that is someone that loves you. That's someone that doesn't want to see you go astray. That's someone that doesn't want to see you continue to walk down the wrong way. God wants us walking in the straight and narrow way. And when God sends a saint to you, an older saint, to say to you, hey, sister this or brother so-and-so, don't do this and we don't do that, don't walk away offended. But say, thank you, Lord, you love me enough to send someone to help me. You love me enough to send another soul to say to me, sis, you're going the wrong way. And then help us to receive it. Praise our God. Oh, that's from the pulpit all the way back, saints of God. Oh, there's no, God is no respecter of person. God didn't expect you to live one way and me to live another. Allow me to do one thing and you to do something else. Same thing with Sister Blake, Brother Byrene, amen, and all the rest of them who teach the word of God. Amen. But we're all on the same spiritual journey, amen?
Amen.
And we all got to go the same spiritual way. And that's the Bible way. The B-I-B-L-E, God's way. According to God's eternal word.
Amen.
Oh, he went on to say here, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Oh,
amen.
Praise our God. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Oh, that lets us know you just can't come sashay into God when you want to. Oh, you got to come. You got to come when the Spirit of God is moving you. He went on to say, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. We'll see what happens when people get offended. Well, I'm just going to turn away from God, or I'm going to stop doing this, or I'm not going to go. No, don't turn away. Get down on your knees and be thankful that God loves us that much. Praise our God. And the word of God goes on to say there in verse 30, 67, he said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Mm-hmm. Oh, when it doesn't fit into your thing, you say, hey, Lord, where shall I go? You've got the words of eternal life. I'm staying right with you, Lord. I'm staying in the word, amen?
Amen.
I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow way. I'm going all the way, live or die. I am the Lord. How many have settled it that way? I am the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, you can settle it that way. I know people say, well, you can't live like that. Yes, you can. Oh, I live for the Lord every day of the week. I thank God. And when someone brings something, oh, thank you, Lord, that I need to measure up. Oh, thank you, Lord, for bringing that to me. Allow me to measure up. I thank the Lord. When brother said for us on Tuesday, and sister was praying one Tuesday, Sister Blake, and she said, Lord, we're coming in and praying for others, but help us to make sure we are living right so that we can pray for these others. That we can be able to lift up others to God Almighty. And oh, I thank the Lord for that, because I got to pray for myself first to make sure I'm able to stand before Almighty God. I got to pray for myself to make sure I'm right with Almighty God. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. 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 Oh, praise God that he taught deeper truths so we would know the truth of God's eternal word. He wanted us to know that it would not be easy to follow him, to be his disciples. Oh, by the way, this message is for you and me today. Praise our God. Following Jesus may lead to some days of loneliness. If you have not gotten around the saints of God and fellowship with the brethren, you may have some days where you need to ask, Lord, help me. You see, the devil will play with your mind. The devil will have you doubting your salvation. This is why your mindset must be changed to the things of Almighty God. Sister Blake brought to us not long ago on a Wednesday night. She brought to us about our thoughts. You see, when we don't rein in our thoughts, they can go wild. They can run away. Oh, and the devil can use that. Turn with me to Romans, the first chapter. And look at what Paul in Romans 1 told the believers. He told them these words. He said in verse 21, he said, because that when they knew not God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Oh, when they knew God, they glorified him not, meaning they did not honor him as God Almighty. They did not recognize and acknowledge his glory. You see, as believers, we all have the same calling. To glorify God in everything that we do. Even in suffering, we are to glorify God. Oh, Sister Webb told us that this morning when she texted in and she said she had her therapy on Friday. And she said, oh, but she had a lot of pain. Oh, but she still gave glory to Almighty God. We're told in 1 Peter 4, verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Also in Isaiah 43, verse 7, it said, God created us for his glory. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 instructs us to do everything for the glory of God. You see, it's a serious thing to make a profession of faith in him and decide when you're getting ready to go through something or something comes up against you, you're going to walk away because life is troubling you right now. I know we read scriptures a couple Sundays ago in this series about turning away from God and being careful to heed those warnings given in the Word of God. You don't allow the devil to trick you out of your salvation. Ask yourself, do I love sin more than God? See, have you closed all the open gate, open doors that are in your gate or open little things that are inside of you? You know, if you have a gate around your house, and sometimes you may have little holes in it. Have you closed up all those little holes? And those holes are your heart, your soul, and all those gate, that little openings to go to your heart, to your mind, and to your soul. See, that's where the devil begins to work. He pries open those little areas. And he begins to work on your mind. He begins to work on your heart. Oh, the devil will have you turning all around and asking all kinds of questions. Well, why this and why don't I have to do this? I was listening to the saints I said on Friday night, and they were saying that. They said many that they have come, that's brought to the Lord. And the first thing they start saying, well, why can't I do that anymore? How come I can't do that? Oh, we ought not to be struggling with those things.
Amen.
Jesus gave his life for us. And all these little material things on this earth, they shouldn't be more than worth more than your soul. Oh, it should be when you come to the Lord, Lord, live or die, I am the Lord. I'm ready to give up this world and all of its sinfulness. I'm ready to give up the world and all these things that are holding me into this world, that are keeping me from being able to live for Almighty God. You see, there was a time, you know, when you were out there in the world and your friends, they loved you. They loved you because you were doing the same thing that they were doing. They loved you because you all wore the same thing, looked the same way, acted the same way. There was no difference. They were yoked up together. But now that you're saved, and you may say, oh, I don't do that. I don't go there anymore.
That's right.
Oh, you might not have as many friends as you once had. Amen. Oh, but don't get all upset about that. Thank the Lord. For God has given you brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And learn how to lean and depend on them.
Right.
Learn how to come around the brothers and sisters in fellowship and say, hey, you know, I'm dealing with this issue. You'll be surprised what God has brought us through. You'll be surprised what God has done for each and every one of us. You're not the only one that's been saved. There's a whole bunch of folks that have been saved years ago and still living for the Lord. I thank the Lord that Sister Holmes said one Wednesday night, I believe it is, she said she's been saved for 55 years. She's been saved longer than some folk been living.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord that, you know, you get saved and you stay with the Lord. Just like when you get on a job. You go to a job, you want to stay there. Why? Because you want to get those retirement benefits in the end. Amen? Oh, that's the same thing with the Lord. But the retirement benefits are out of this world into the kingdom of Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, praise our Lord. Stay with the Lord. Don't allow this world to turn you around, to get you back out there in the world and say, well, you know, I want to hang around with my friend. No, I want to hang around with Jesus.
Amen.
I want to get in his word and I want to know what thus saith the Lord. I want to learn how to live so when I die, I will know where I will spend eternity. Amen. Praise
yeah.
our God. You see, it's the devil's nature to circle back. He'll come around. You get saved. And you've been saved for a little bit, a period of time. And next thing you know, the devil, he sees you whether you're studying or praying and reading your word. And then all of a sudden, the devil will circle back around. And next thing you know, you'll start hearing this is happening, this, and certain things will start coming up. And you'll be wondering to yourself, well, Lord, why is that? Oh, that's just the devil circling back around to see if maybe there is an open crack or a little cleavage that he can get through, that he can come in and get you off course with Almighty God. Oh, how many know what I'm talking about? Oh, I've been there, saints. Oh, I've been there. Oh, Lord, shore it up. I want to know where I stand with Almighty God. I want to be anchored in the Lord. So when the devil tries to come back around, oh, he's going to find his shut gates. He's not going to be able to open them up. Oh, he's going to try, saints of God. Because our Bible tells us in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, what does it say? He said, as a roaring lion, he walketh about. seeking whom he made about. That a roaring lion. You think about it. A roaring lion. He's not a silent one. He's making a lot of noise, and he's coming, and he's letting you know he's coming. If you've ever watched the kingdom of, the nature, those shows on television, and you watch about a lion, when a lion roars, he sends up a ferocious roar, and many in that jungle, they begin to fright all those different animals. Why? Because they call him the king of the jungle. That's exactly how the devil is trying to come in on us, saints of God. Amen. As a roaring lion, he is roaring and loud right now, and he's walking about seeking whom he may devour, and many are not steadfast in God enough to be able to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. They're not able, as the children of Israel were told, when they told them to eat with their clothes on, with their shoes on their feet, and he said to be standing up when you eat. Why? God wanted them to be ready to go in a nanosecond. Saints of God, are we ready to go in a nanosecond? If God would call us home right now, are we ready to go? Or do we need to go back and call Sister So-and-so on the phone? And I need to apologize to you. Or call brother. Or we need to do this. Or go do my first works over. No, we've got to be ready in a moment's notice. Because we don't know the day nor the hour that the Son of God is going to come back. Praise our God. While we're waiting, let us be faithful. Let us hold on to Almighty God. Praise our God. Don't let him slip in. Don't let him squeeze his way in. Amen. Don't let him get you to say, well, you know, I don't have to read my Bible today. Oh, my. Let us do whatever we need to do to seal up any openings so that we can maintain our salvation in the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, let us take a little deeper look at what Jesus was saying back there in Mark 8, how he laid out for his disciples these words. He said, come after me. Praise our God. You see, this is a call to make a personal commitment to him. Have you committed all over to Jesus Christ? I'm not saying half the stuff I want to commit. No, commit all to Jesus. I'm giving it all to you, Lord. Praise our God. It's a call. It was a call for believers to turn their backs on everything else and to go after Jesus Christ. You see, being born again, it's far more than praying a prayer at an altar. A lot of people come to an altar. They pray a prayer, profess to know Jesus Christ, and then they go away, and then we don't see him anymore. You see, these are ones where they did not allow their heart to gain the knowledge needed to be able to serve the Lord before Satan snatched it all away. My. You Bible students know the story. We're coming back to Mark. Oh, but you know the story there in Luke. Turn with me there for a moment. Luke, the 8th chapter. Starting there with verse 5 of that scripture. This is a story about the sower. And the word of God says a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. My. That means their heart wasn't open to the things of God. See, that's how the word of God is going forth today. And some souls have hardened their heart to the things of God. He said, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Many don't want to hear the word of God. Many don't want to live this way because, why, there's so many places you can go and live the way you want to live. That's how the devil has opened it up in our day and time in which we live right now, this 21st century. If you don't like what's being preached here, oh, I can go down the street and they'll allow me to do whatever I want and they'll preach what I want to hear. But that's not of God. Amen. He went on to say, and some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Oh, many aren't stable in their walk with God. See, I want to be stable in my walk. I want to have a deep, down-rooted commitment to Almighty God. He said, and some fell among thorns. And thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Oh, there are so many thorns out there in this world today, right now. All the worldly cares. I believe I was sharing with one of the sisters the other day, and I believe it was Sister Millicent. And then we were sharing this morning downstairs, just like with the lottery. Look at all the gambling that's going on. Oh, they've got so many people gambling on this game, gambling on that. And now they had to open up a place for people to go to get help for gambling.
Yeah.
All the billions of dollars that Brother Tony and I were listening to it the other day, that they've received just from the gambling being opened up. Oh, it's a lot, and this money's going to go here, and this money's going to go here. And then you'll have people say, well, isn't that a good thing? No, it's not. People are taking and gambling away their children's food, their children's milk, their children's clothes and shoes and various things. They don't have money to pay the bill, the electric bill. They don't have money to pay the rent because they're gambling. That's what the devil is doing with souls right now. He said, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. He said, and others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold, meaning they were receptive to the word of God. They received the word of God with gladness. He said, and when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Praise our God. You see, true salvation is about a deep, rooted commitment to leave the old life behind, to follow Jesus Christ into a new and very different life. Praise our God. Being born again. It's about being made a new creature in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, people today are being encouraged to pray the sinner's prayer. However, many are not getting saved by reciting another man's prayer. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord has to give you to pray.
Amen.
The prayer you need to pray for forgiveness. Men are told they can walk the Roman road. They're told to take a journey through John or go through any other method that people are saying that brings salvation. The only fact is only one gets saved is when the Holy Spirit of God convicts them of
Amen.
Their sin. And God draws them to himself. And that's according to John, the 6th chapter, verse 44. It said, no man can come to me, and that's Jesus Christ. He said, except the Father which has sent him. You know, you can't come to Jesus except God, the Father which has sent him, draw us to him. You got to be drawn to Almighty God. Therefore, a person can't just get saved when they want to. I've heard people say that, oh, they can get saved anytime. No, you cannot. I know people teach that you can just walk up one day and say, Lord, save me. Not so. It's only when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you. You see, when the Spirit of the Lord draws a soul, you will respond by faith, and then salvation will take place. What do you say, Sister Renee? Oh, when the Spirit of God is wooing you, you'll know it. You won't be able to sit in your seat. You won't be able to sleep at night. You'll hear, Brother Maurice, you'll hear is 116 South Wayne Avenue. All you'll hear is the saints of God praying. All you'll hear is I need to get saved. That's what you'll hear because the Spirit of the Lord is wooing you. And I say if the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, I'm speaking to the lost right now. Oh, I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through me this afternoon. As long as you have breath, there's an opportunity to come to Almighty God. And when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to your heart through the preached word of God, don't harden your heart. Don't override that feeling. Don't say, well, I'm too young to be saved because the last time I looked in the obituary, there were young people who are dying in their sins. There are many young people dying every day. Oh, and it's sad. Sad to say. You think about it. And this is not making any fun of anything in this situation. But our children are dying in schoolhouses. Our children are not able to go even to school. That's why we have to pray, saints of God, for our young people, our children. Because people are walking in schoolhouses and young people are dying at the age of 9 and 6 and 5 because of the evilness of our day and time. So you can die young. Praise our God. It's best to know God before you die. See, some people right now in this life are in a dangerous place with God. The Spirit of God has called them numerous times. They have not heeded to that call. Many have said, as Felix in Acts, the 24th chapter, verse 25,
after Paul preached to him about Christ, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. And others are like Agrippa in Acts 26. After Paul spoke to him in verse 28, he said to Paul, he said, almost thou persuadest me. My, my, my. Oh, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You see, we never heard of another time come to Felix. And know this, that when you are almost persuaded, you're still lost. My, my, my. Some have even professed to be saved. Some have backslidden. For whatever reason, the devil has placed in their mind, they need to turn away from Almighty God. You see, if the Spirit of God is speaking to you, don't harden your heart.
Amen.
You're told in Genesis 6, verse 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You see, when the Lord's patience wears out with you, you will not be able to get saved. No matter what prayer is being offered up, no matter how many are praying for you, when God cuts it off, God will cut it off. Oh, and you're not going to be able to fast and pray and say with saints of God, remember me in prayer. Turn with me to Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. Praise our God. I say to you in your leisure to read this scripture. I pray that you will read it to the glory and honor of Almighty God. He says there in Jeremiah 7, look at what it says in verse 3. It says, thus saith the Lord of the hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways. You see, God told Jeremiah to tell the people to amend their ways and their doing. And when they refused, he told Jeremiah in that 16th verse these words. Look at what he says to them. He said, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Oh, when God cuts you off, God will cut you off. My, my, my. Look and turn with me also to the 14th chapter and look at what he says there in verses 11 and 12. He says these words. He said, then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, he said, I will not hear their cry. See, you can't even fast. When God cuts it off, God is cutting it off. He said, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offerings and oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. You see, my Bible tells me in Hebrews 10:31, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. True salvation is not some form of easy believing that leaves you unchanged. When you have salvation, you will be changed. Amen? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. True salvation calls you to make some vital changes in your life. It'll cause you to act different than what you used to act. Thank the Lord for that. Because I don't want to act like I used to act when I was out there in sin. Your desires, your habits, they'll all change and come into subjection to God's eternal work. Your interests, your commitments, they will change. You see, when you come to Jesus Christ and are truly saved, you will want to follow him. And when you do, he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Praise our God. Paul in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, turn with me there for a moment. We'll get back to Mark. Look at what Paul in this scripture here in Ephesians 3. Starting there with verse 11, you see in this passage of scripture, he prayed that the power might be revealed in the inner man, which includes the soul, the heart, and mind, which are the very source of all the problems that we have in this life. You see, our souls are the center of our will, center of all of our emotions, our thoughts, our motives, and the various things that we're going on in our lives. You see, the strength of God in the inner man enable us to believe and to live for him. Look at what Paul says. He said, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord,
He said, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. We have boldness to come to Almighty God. We have boldness in Almighty God to live a righteous and sober life. And that access comes because of Jesus Christ. He said, wherefore I declare, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees, he said, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Praise our God. Praise our God. Everything that you and I do in this life results from the decisions that we make within the inner man. When the inner man is weak,
amen,
we are subject to being controlled by the power of our flesh. And then we're not able to stand firm in our faith. We're not able to stand firm in our salvation. We will begin to waver. We will begin to allow things to come in. Oh, my saints of God. It is the weakness in the inner man that will cause us to react in anger. It will cause us also to curse, to steal, to lie, to cheat, to commit sin, or engage in any of the countless sins that are out there in this world today. My. But when we came to Jesus, as sister said, King Jesus, we were made, as Peter said in 2 Peter 1, verse 14, partakers of the divine nature of him. Praise our God. It is from that that the Holy Spirit reformed us, and he remade us into the image of Jesus Christ. You see, as the inner man is fed on the word of God, as the inner man engages in prayer, and encounters God through the preaching of God's word and the worship, we're strengthened, saints of God. How many have been strengthened by the word of God?
Amen.
Oh, I know I've been strengthened. I thank God, as I've shared with you before, I thank God for being preached to. I thank God for sitting on Wednesday night and just allowing the saints to preach to me. Brother Byron does most of the Wednesday nights, but then when we have the Wednesday nights where it's open up to the saints of God, I thank God for the sharing of the scriptures. Oh, I've learned a lot in listening to the Lord, to the saints of God. I've learned about pride. I've learned about having a haughty spirit. I learned about our thoughts. I've learned about the pillars that we have to have in order to make it into the kingdom of God. Oh, and I've learned about various things, how we have to live for Almighty God. I thank God for it. And now we're learning about the purpose of the armor. Oh, thank God that he brought that to Brother Byron to break it down just a little bit more, saints of God. Oh, there's a reason for it. You may say, well, you know, Sister Renee, and I think we've said this before, Sister Renee, we've been on the armor. Every time we turn around, it's on the armor. But the armor of God is important.
Yes.
It encompasses the whole Bible. It encompasses everything in our lives, saints of God. You think about what the armor entails. And I know this is not in the message, but the Spirit is giving it to me right now. But you think about what all the armor entails. It entails you and I having our loins girt about with truth. Oh, that's all. That's what the word of God is all about. Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, having on our holiness, living holy lives for Almighty God in this present world, the word of God tells us. Also to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We got to know the word of God. We got to have a foundation to stand on. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Do you know what that foundation he's talking about is? It's a sure foundation. It's not going anywhere. The gates of hell may come up against it, but it's not going to prevail. Why? Because Jesus was founded upon a rock and not upon mankind. Praise our God. Then he said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Saints of God, that's what we're talking about. Standing firm in our faith. We've got to have faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Oh, he went on to say, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God wouldn't have said it if it's not possible. Amen. Then he said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, sister talked about our thoughts. Having our mind set on Jesus. Having a mind of Jesus, saints of God.
As Paul told the brethren there in Romans, that 12th chapter, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Our mind has to be renewed. Our heart has to be changed. Why? Because when you come to Jesus, he doesn't keep that old stony heart in you. He gives you a new heart. Oh, he gives you a heart of flesh. Oh, Sister Renee, what are you saying to us? He says there in Ezekiel, we know it well, saints of God. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. He said, in a new heart also will I give. Have you received your new heart? He said, in a new spirit will I put within you. Why do we have to have a new spirit? Because we had that old spirit of the devil, that old spirit of anger, of wrath, and stealing, and all those things in the world. He said, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Why did God give us a heart of flesh? So God can mold and shape us to the end. He wants us to be in this present world. Oh, saints of God, we've lived all those years living for the devil, and our hearts were hardened to the things of God. Now God has to go in, and God has to take out that old heart, that old stony heart, and give us now a heart of flesh that's toward Almighty God. Praise our Lord. He said, and I will put my spirit within you. Oh, and when God's spirit is in you, what did he say will happen? And cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my See, you won't be walking around saying, well, I don't have to keep all the Ten Commandments. I can do two or three of them. No, he will put, when he puts his spirit within you, he will cause you to walk in his statutes.
Amen.
And ye shall keep his judgments and do them. Oh, it won't be no guessing game. It won't be no struggle. That's what happens when change comes upon you. Amen?
Amen.
That's when that inner man that he gives you, he strengthens you. Praise our God. Praise our God. He will take it. He will allow us to be able to walk according to God's eternal word. Praise our God. We'll be yielded to God's control. We'll be yielded to God's will. We'll be yielded to his power. And we will grow stronger and be more able to live a life that glorifies and is pleasing to Almighty God. How many want that for their life? Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, spiritual power is what we need today to be able to stand firm in our faith. That is the prayer that we can pray for ourselves, and we can also pray for our brothers and sisters in Almighty God.
Amen.
We all need that prayer. May the Lord ever help us to have the spiritual well-being of our fellow brothers and believers in Christ in our hearts and in our prayers every day. Lift each other up in prayer. We need it, saints of God. We need to encourage each other through prayer. We need to encourage each other through even a phone call or maybe a card in the mail, whatever it might be. We need to encourage each other to run on this race that God has set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise our God. You see, when we are truly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, where he is where we will desire to be. Have you found that to be so? Amen. In Mark 8, he told us also, he said, come after me to the lost this afternoon. This is a call to be saved. And to those of us who are professing salvation, it's a call for us to remain faithful in our commitment to Almighty God. Let us all check to make sure that we are truly following Jesus today. You see, Jesus went on to say, deny himself. This denying self is not the same thing as self-denial. You see, some people will practice self-denial by withholding certain foods from their diet for a certain period of time or maybe for a certain period of days. But denying self goes further than that. It's more intense than that. Denying self implies that we are to stop listening to our own voice. We are to start hearing the voice of Almighty God speaking through the Spirit of God. We're to stop leaning on our own power. We're to stop trying to fulfill our own will and our own desires and wishes in this life. You see, when we truly deny ourselves, we will have no will but God's will for our lives. We will have no plans but God's plans for our lives. We'll have no want
but what he wants for our lives, which is in him. Praise our God. As brother said on Wednesday night, we are told to be totally surrendered to the will of God. You see, when we deny ourselves, we give up all of our rights. We relinquish all control of our lives to Jesus Christ. How many know what I'm talking about? Give it all to Jesus. Don't try to piecemeal anything out to him. Give it all to Jesus. Lay it all on the altar of sacrifice, praise. Say, Lord, I want you to take full reign of my life. I know, Lord, I've messed it up. I'm living in sin. I'm doing all these things. I know I wasn't raised this way. You know, sometimes you hear people say, well, if they were raised better, but I don't believe all these parents raised these people wrong. I think people have gotten out there and they've gotten themselves mixed up, and the devil is just exploiting them. The devil is using it because there are some things, saints of God, that kids are doing, and you know parents didn't raise them that way. I don't believe that. I know some parents have been lax in their raising of their children, but I don't believe all these children have gone out and walking in these schools that parents raised them to go into school carrying a gun and shoot up a whole bunch of kids. I don't believe that. I don't believe that they raised their kids to be thieves out stealing Kias and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I don't believe it. But I believe what the devil is doing. I believe that the devil is exploiting our children. The devil is using them right now. Why? Because we're lacking sending our children to church. We're lacking sending them to hear the word of God. When I came along as a youngster, you didn't tell my parents, although my parents were not saved, and I'm not boasting in that. I'm just saying, at the time when I came along as a child, there was eight of us, as you know. My parents didn't allow us to stay at home. They didn't know. They were not saved. They didn't come. But we had to come to church. My dad and my mom, we got up. There was no friction going on in the house. Well, I don't want to go. I'm not going. You didn't have a choice back then. I don't remember having a choice. I remember getting a strap, but I don't remember having a choice, saints of God. I mean, we had to go out there and choose a stick off the tree, but that stick off that tree don't be that small. Then they'll go get the real thing. Amen. I remember when we were cleaning out and clearing out my parents' house. I may have shared with this before, but the Spirit's bringing it back to me again. I remember seeing that old leather strap that they had. Oh, yeah, that's what they did back in the day. You know, you say back in the day, you know, they did. Oh, yeah, they didn't. They didn't spare the rod. Oh, and I've shared with you before, they didn't whip clothes either. Oh, they dropped them. That birthday suit. That's what they, my parents, how they raised us. And you may say, oh, that was abuse. No, I'm the woman I am today because of that. And my brothers and them are the brothers they are today because of how our parents raised us. My sisters too, because they raised us that way. You didn't have a choice in life. I don't want to do this. And now we, instead of giving our children all these choices, we're giving them now cell phones. And now they're on the phone and they're TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all these things are all wrapped up in their mind. I was talking with a lady the other day and she said her daughter had another child sleep over. She said at 2 o'clock in the morning they were in there on the phone. 2 o'clock in the morning. What can a young 11-year-old child be on the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning? Ain't no good. There's nothing good to that. But see, that's what we replaced God with. Instead of making our children get up and go to Sunday school and we come to Sunday school with them, we have turned around and given them cell phones and all these other devices, and the enemy is just using it to his glory and to his honor. That's what the enemy is using it. And now we're wondering why our children have gone astray. Why are children going out committing suicide? Why are our children doing all these things? Because we have not taught them the principles of Jesus Christ. We have not taught them about loving Almighty God and living for the Lord. Because we're so busy catering to our children. We don't want our children to be upset with us. We want our children to be our friends. My daughter is not my friend. God made me her mother to raise her in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Later on in life, yes, she may have to take care of me. but we're not friends. She will be doing just what God has said for her to do. And that's to honor her father and her mother. Amen? Praise our God. Just like her sister Holmes, his family is doing for her. Thank God for it. Amen? But as brother said on Wednesday night, as we said, you got to be totally surrendered to the will of God. You see, when we deny ourselves, we give up all of our rights, everything. We live out what 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter says. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what Paul says to the believers there. He says there in verse 19, he said, what? Know ye not? Oh, if many knew that today, we wouldn't have them out there running and doing all these tattooing and various things that are going on. Oh, we're living in a time, it's just that's fashionable. People have them all, a sleeve, they call it, all down their arms and various things. But he said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are what? Bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Everything we do must be glorifying to Almighty God. From what we put on, saints of God, to what we have got to glorify Almighty God in our walk. He said, therefore, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Does God own you? Then glorify God in everything you do. Praise our God. You see, I know this is not being taught places, that the body is the temple of God. This may be a foreign message to some. And most religions don't feel, they feel that the popular messages today, they focus on prosperity. They focus on people feeling good about themselves. They focus on building up people's self-esteem. Jesus doesn't want to build up our self-esteem, because everything that we are is in Jesus Christ. Everything I have belongs because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord, we said it earlier on, where would I be today? So everything I have belongs to Jesus, and I want everything to belong to him. I want him to put the microscope on my life to know how I'm living for him.
Amen.
I want him to show me, search me, try me, see if there be any wicked way in me. How many know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
You make a total commitment to God. That's what you want from Almighty God. You want God to know, to take full control of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. He calls on us to disown ourselves, to give him the reins of our life.
Amen.
We are to deny ourselves, and we are to forget about us. Then he tells us to take up our cross. You see, when Jesus calls us to take up our cross, this cross is not a crucifix or a piece of jewelry or some decoration of some sort. Sadly, Jesus' message has been clouded in our day and time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Many people today are wearing crosses because they've been told that it will provide some kind of protection against some kind of a certain evil attack. Ranked sinners or drug dealers are walking around with them hanging around their neck, wearing crucifix or the cross. But wearing that does not save you.
Amen.
But coming to Jesus Christ and making confession of your sin will save your soul.
Yes.
Amen? Oh, I know that many don't want to hear that. But many want to feel good and show, they feel like when they wear a cross that it makes them feel good, or they're showing a devotion to Almighty God. That means nothing to Almighty God. God is looking at the heart. God is looking at, where do you stand with Almighty God? Have you cleansed your heart? Have you hidden away the word of God in your heart, as David said, that you might not sin against God? I'm not saying to anybody, oh, you got to take it off. You can't wear it. I'm the word of God. The Holy Spirit gave it to me just to say there are people in the world that are walking around wearing a cross that will not even acknowledge God.
Yeah.
As their Lord and Savior. Oh, praise our God. People walking around wearing bumper stickers on their cars, saying various things. I've seen many of them in the last day. Do you follow Jesus as close as this? As you're following me. And many of them are not even serving the Lord. But a bumper sticker is not going to get you saved. But God's concerned about your heart. Where does it stand with him? He's searching out our hearts to find who is faithful to him.
who's faithful to his word, who's faithful to the deeds of the cross. Praise our God. You see, the burdens and trials of life, all of us are going to have to bear. You and I are bearing them right now. And that's what Jesus was speaking about in the word of God. When Jesus tells his disciples to take up their cross and follow him, he is calling us to die to ourselves. He is calling us to commit to a lifestyle of living crucified to Almighty God. Paul said it in Galatians, the second chapter. Look at what Paul says there in verse 20. He says there in that scripture reading, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Now that you're saved, are you crucified with Christ? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise our God. Paul went on to say, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Praise our God. Oh, he's calling us to willingly bear the shame, the reproach, the humiliation, the suffering, the hatred, the alienation, even the death that may come to those of us that are associated with Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. You see, when we take up our cross, we choose the narrow way over the broad way, over the way of what the world is saying. We take up our cross when we live out biblical ethics in our personal lives. Every day of the week, we are living for Jesus Christ. We take up our cross when we are willing to suffer any attacks for Christ's sake. We're willing to go on for Almighty God. See, I know, understand, this is not a side of Christianity many want to hear, and it's not popular. The saints of God, we've got to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We've got to, first of all, come after Jesus. We've got to deny ourselves and come after Jesus. And then we've got to take up our cross and follow him all the way.
Amen.
In the word of God, there was Paul. His name was Saul. And many of us know what took place back in Acts, the 9th chapter. But prior to that, Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, turn with me there for a moment. We're coming to a close, saints of God. Oh, Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. Look at what Paul went through. He said there in that 23rd verse, he said, are they ministers of Christ? He said, I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prisons, more frequent in deaths off. He said, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once with a stone, thrice I suffer shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in, he said, this in the deep. This is what Paul was saying. He said, in journeyings, he said, often in perils of water, meaning dangers of water, and perils of robberies, and perils of mine. Peril means danger. He said, perils by my own countrymen, and perils of by the heathen, and perils in the city, and perils in the wilderness, and perils in the sea, and perils among false brethren. Then he went on to say, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings, often in hunger and thirst and fasting, often in cold and nakedness. This is Paul was letting us know what Paul went through, all his suffering. He went on to say, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Also in 12:7-11, look at what he says there. He said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet at me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, but remember, what did Jesus tell Ananias back in Acts, the 9th chapter? I ask you to read all this in your leisure, saints of God. I know it's a lot due to time, but I thank God for the word. Amen. But in your leisure, I want you to read it, but I want you to look at verse 15. Just turn with me there for a moment. I want to start back at verse 8, but I want you to read the rest of it in your leisure. This is what he told Ananias. He went on to say there, and Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened,
He saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Oh, we got to be ready for the Lord. Amen. He said, and the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the straight, which is called straight. Did you notice straight is capital, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many. Look at Ananias. He started bringing up Paul's past life, saying to God, this might happen with you and I. Somebody might look at us and say, well, you know, I heard when you used to be. Oh, but he said he had heard of many, how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And there he had authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, my, go thy way, for he is a chosen. See, when you're a chosen vessel of the Lord will tell somebody, go your way, because he's a chosen vessel of mine unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Then he went on to say these words, For I will show him how great things he must what? For my name's sake. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, when we take up the cross, we may suffer some things. When we take it up, we take it up once and for all, never to lay it down again. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. And Jesus said, follow me. As true disciples of Jesus Christ, we've got to turn our back on this old world or that old life we used to live. Our old selfish ways, saints of God. We got to live for God. We got to live for Jesus Christ, even in this present world. Even when all around us, we see people falling away from Almighty God. True disciples of Jesus Christ take up their cross willingly. Lay down all that other stuff. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. You may say, well, Sister Renee, sometimes I feel a little lonely. Sometimes, you know, I want to go out there. No, but don't worry about it. Now my friends don't invite me. My friends don't want me around, but thank God. Thank God. Because some of them, you were hanging around and doing some things you ought not to be doing. Amen? But look at what Jesus said here. We'll bring this to a close, and the Lord can bring back the rest of it. Amen? Yes. He said there in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 22. I know, saints of God, we've read over this scripture many times before. But God's word is good. No matter how many times you read over it, just keep reading over it. Amen? Amen. Even in the lessons, the Sunday school lessons, I've been reading those Sunday school lessons since I was a youngster here in Sunday school. And I'm still getting information. My brother said today, there is so much more in here. And there is so much more for us to get. But look at what he said in verse 22. For the one that might be saying, well, you know, I've got to give up everything. And people, my friends are not calling me anymore. Oh, the Bible tells us in another scripture, marvel not, my brethren, that the world hates you. Don't be surprised, saints of God. Don't be surprised if your own family members don't want you around. Don't be surprised that they don't want you to come to their different things that they're having. That's all right. Thank the Lord. He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. See, you're blessed. He went on to say, and shall reproach you. And cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Then he went on to tell you to do what? He said, rejoice you in that day and leap for joy. This is Jesus speaking to us. He said, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. So you're blessed. When men shall hate you, don't worry about it. Rejoice in the day. Leap. When they separate you from their company and I don't want to have anything else to do with you. You're going over there. You want to live for the Lord. Rejoice in that. Thank God that you're saved. Thank God that you have turned your life to Jesus Christ. But stand fast. Stand firm in your walk with the Lord. Stand fast in your faith. And don't allow the enemy of your soul to turn you from Jesus Christ. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Standing firm in your faith. Amen.
Man, so that's just, let us know you've got to be built up in order to stand firm.
Amen.
You can't just lie around, be soft, and stand firm in your faith. Amen. Are you crucified with Christ? There were a series of questions that were asked during the message that caused us to search ourselves. Are you crucified with Christ? Amen. Have you disowned yourself? Have you given ownership of your heart over to the Lord? Amen. She talked about being easily offended by the statutes of God. Does the word of God offend you? Are there parts you say, well, I don't know about that. I can't go along with that. I can go along with the other things, but I can't go along with that. But she read in that sixth chapter of John, that sixth chapter, verse 61 through 63, when there were those who murmured, even Jesus said, and in verse 61, when Jesus heard in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? We can't be offended by what God requires of us if we want to be his children. That's the, and verse 62, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. If this offends you, what about when the Son of Man comes? Or when the Son of Man ascends up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. And there's so many people who are putting so much into the flesh, so much effort, so much money, so much of their time and attention into the flesh. But we're told that the Spirit quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So we can't get offended at the word of God. When God tells us, when the word of God tells us, the Spirit tells us, here is the way, walk ye in it. That's God's way. God has ordained this great salvation. And God is the judge. Amen. Or have we denied ourselves? Deny self. Stop listening to ourselves and listen to God and surrender to him and put it all on the altar. Amen. That's how we stand firm in the faith. Amen. And so it takes effort every day, building up ourselves on our most holy faith. Amen. Shall we stand? What shall we sing? In the worship of the Lord, number 480, are you adorning the doctrine? Now, if you're adorning something, you're making it beautiful. If you're adorning yourself, you're trying to make yourself as beautiful as possible to those who look at you. Are you adorning the doctrine? In order to adorn the doctrine, then we have to live so that others will see this beautiful walk with Christ.
Amen.
We don't ever want to live, if we claim to belong to the Lord, we don't ever want to bring a reproach.
Amen.
On the cause of God. We don't want to bring a reproach on the word of God. We don't want someone to look at our life and say, oh, well, they say they're a Christian, but look how they live. They're not, you know, I see them now doing things worse than what I do or saying things worse than what I say. So there must be nothing to it. That's not adorning the doctrine.
Amen.
But if we are adorning the doctrine, then we're making beautiful the way of Christ so that others will be attracted to it.
Are you adorning the doctrine, the glorious doctrine of God? Walking so holy before him, following where he has come. So when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in you. So when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in you.
and by the words that you say. Are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Are you adorning the doctrine by meekness and love and goodwill, gentleness, patience, and trueness, liberty's law to fulfill? Jesus will shine if within showing these graces divine. Jesus will shine if within you, showing these graces divine.
Amen. There's another question.
Amen.
Are you adorning the doctrines? Well, this is personal. How are you living? How are you living? Have you denied self? All the questions that were posed in the message, have you crucified this old flesh? Are you no longer conformed to this world? Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Do you have a different mind? Do you think about things differently than you used to? We're told, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to have the mind of Christ. But again, a series of questions. Are you adorning the doctrine, the glorious doctrine of God, the gospel of God, walking so holy before him? So if someone says, oh, you just think you're holy, you say, by the grace of God,
amen.
You can say what the Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Amen.
By his grace, by his power, by the blood of Jesus. I don't have to serve sin. I've been saved from
Amen.
Sin,
Amen.
Saved to sin no more.
Amen.
Amen. When the world looks upon you, do they just see Christ Jesus? Or if they catch you on a bad day,
mm-hmm.
or right after an incident somewhere, on your job or somewhere, do they see something else?
Mm-hmm.
Or is nothing but Christ in view?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Amen. Are you making attractive the way to Christ? Are you living so that someone says, well, that person's a Christian? They may not know the concept of child of God, but they'll say, that person's a Christian. And it's so much so that they have confidence in your life. You're on the job, and I've had a job once where they were, there was someone who was using bad language.
Mm-hmm.
Who was passing through using bad language. And somebody I worked with said, shh, watch your language. Watch your language. And it wasn't just because I was a female, because there were some other females who would cuss as bad as the men. But the Lord will, when you live so that your life is a witness, other people will make
mm-hmm.
observance of that. And they'll say, or someone will invite you to go somewhere, and they'll say, no, they don't do that.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't do those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be something you don't know what the backstory is of it,
mm-hmm.
but they'll come and say, no, you don't want to go to there. You should not go. Don't go.
Mm-hmm.
When your life is a witness
Amen.
To living for God.
Amen.
Then you'll make attractive the way. Just honoring Christ by your actions and by the words that you say.
Amen.
Every word that you say, every action that you do must honor Christ. Your
Amen.
Conduct, your holy conversation and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Are you, my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Because Jesus told there were some that he told, go and sin no more. So when somebody says, oh, well, you have to sin a little bit every day, that's not what the Bible says.
Amen.
That's not the Bible way.
Amen.
We're told he'll save your soul from sin's control, the Bible way. Amen. Amen. And are you adorning the doctrine by meekness and love and goodwill? So even your very spirit should be meekness and love and goodwill. It says gentleness, patience, and trueness. This sounds like the fruit of the Spirit, doesn't it?
Amen.
Gentleness, patience, and trueness.
Amen.
There used to be a brother, an older brother, who would say, I'd rather suffer wrong than do wrong. Amen. Jesus will shine if within you, showing these graces divine. We want Jesus to shine within us at all times. So we ask these are, again, a series of questions. As we're searching ourselves by the word of God that was preached, and even with the song poet, searching ourselves to be sure that our life is proving that the Bible is true if we're called by the name of God. If you're not saved, we implore you, be saved. Be saved. Being in Jesus is the only safe place in this world.
Amen.
People might be stockpiling weapons and all kinds of things, saying they're keeping themselves safe, trying to keep their family safe. There's no safety in that. The only safe place to dwell is in the Lord.
Amen.
You ask yourself these questions. Amen. We'll sing that last verse as we consider what has been preached.
If you're adorning the doctrine, its beauties your soul will array. Showers of grace will be given. Strength from the Lord as your day. Light from on high will be streaming over the pathway you tread. Light from on high will be streaming over the pathway you tread.
Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord. We know that when Jesus went to the Jordan River to be baptized of John the Baptist, and after he was baptized, we're told that the Holy Spirit alighted on him like a dove and a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." When we're born again and we become children of God, don't we want God to have that same testimony, as it were, about us? Don't you want God to say, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased"? And we can be that if we stand firm in the faith of God, not without compromise. We don't want to let down, but we've got to stand firm. Amen. That God will be pleased with us all the time. Is there one who has a need? Is there one who has a special need? Or one who say, "Pray for me"? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Want to be used of God according to his will. Amen. Always want to please God in all things. Amen. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how it encourages our soul, dear Father. Lord, and helps us, Lord, to stand firm. Helps us to know, dear God, that, Lord, your word is true, your word is right, your word has not changed, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear God, because, Lord, we know, dear Father, that we cannot, Lord, submit to the prince of the power of the air of this world. We cannot submit, dear God, to the devil, for we know he is trying to destroy. Even as Pastor preached, he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, we know, dear God, by your power and by your grace, if we stand firm, Lord, he will not be able to devour us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide the word that was preached in our hearts, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for granting us, dear God, Lord, the listening pleasure, Lord, of receiving your word in our hearts. We thank you, dear God, for anointing and strengthening Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to pour out her heart, dear God. Lord, the word that you have given her, Lord, truly, dear God, is feeding our souls, dear God, causing us to consider on our way, dear God, helping us, Lord, to shore up and to make sure of where we stand in thee. And, Lord, helping us, dear God, that, Lord, if there's a need, Lord, if we perceive, dear God, that there's some place that we need to be strengthened, Lord, we know we can go to you, dear Father. Lord, we can pray to you. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, dear God, Father, that we might find the help, Lord, that we need, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each and every one of us. Remember, Lord, each upraised hand, dear Father. For, Lord, you know, dear God, Father, what our desire is, dear God, Lord, to be strong for thee. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us. Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to even be a help to someone else, dear Father. Show us, Lord, what we must do, dear God. Lord, that we might be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, dear God. Lord, again, we thank you, dear Father, for all that our hearts have heard this day. And, Lord, help us, dear God, Lord, to continue, Lord, to walk this walk that you have placed before us according to the scriptures, dear God. Lord, not with our own ideas or opinions, but truly, Lord, what thus saith the Lord. And truly, dear God, we will give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. Again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word this day, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are those, Lord, who are unsaved, dear God, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, that they would surrender, dear Father. Lord, that they would put it all on the altar, dear God. Lord, that they would realize, dear God, Lord, that if without you, dear God, there is no life in them, dear Father. They might be walking around and breathing and their heart may be beating, but Lord, that's only your mercy, dear God. But Lord, they have no life in their spirit, dear God. Lord, they have not been quickened, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that they would turn from sin and serve the Lord, that they might be ready when Jesus comes again. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. May be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We understand when we say amen, we're not only in agreement with what has been spoken, but we're saying, so let it be done. Amen. And if we say that, we're saying it about in our own lives as well. Amen. We have this, there's a hymn that we sing from time to time. It says, my heart says amen to thy will. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord for his word. Amen. I got what I needed. I got my portion. And then some.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture for meditation found in our bulletin is Ephesians 3, 19 through 21. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen. Amen.
Always pray one for another. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 p.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal will be next Sunday after morning service. The November turkey giveaway canister is always open to receive funds. And please pray for this work. God truly is blessing, has blessed in the past, and is blessing. Wednesday night Bible study will be part 3 of The Purpose of the Armor.
Amen.
So please pray for Wednesday night Bible study.
Amen.
That will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn it back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron and all bringing scriptures.
Amen.
Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Farishte Vaughn, whose birthday is April the 11th. Amen. Our thought for today, man has been trying to figure out how a brown cow eats green grass and produces white milk. It's just like how God can take Jesus' red blood and wash you white as snow. It's God. Amen. It just goes back to what we read in Exodus where God told Moses, I am that I am. Amen. Praise our God. That's the great I am.
That's right.
Man, I'm so glad to be in the house of God. So just glad to be here. And the beautiful, wonderful, powerful word of God. Amen. Amen. And Brother Joseph, so happy to have your visitor. She's been here before. Yes, she has. I recognize her. So glad that you are here. Amen. Your beautiful smile. Amen. 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 Yes, Sister Holmes. Yes.
I just want to say, preach the word this morning.
Lord bless.
Amen.
Lord bless.
Amen. 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 Praise our God.
Lord bless.
All minds are clear.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Amen. Amen. Brother Byron, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Once again, we come before thee. So we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
For allowing us to be in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
But realize coming to the house of God, the fellowship one with another, to be in the midst of your dear Son, Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
is a privilege and an honor. We're truly thankful to be here this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we ask that thou would continue to bless your word this day, that it be in our hearts and in our minds as we separate from this location. But not from your presence.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that your Spirit will continue to do his work to hurt the hearts and minds that know thee not.
Please, Lord.
Amen.
And allow them that have set aside their life to follow thee, take this word, feed upon it even more.
Mm-hmm.
I have thine own divine will. Thankful to be here, thankful to see each and every one that is here this day.
Mm-hmm.
We ask your blessing as we prepare to travel home, that thou will allow us to travel with safety. Guide and direct us. Keep us safe and allow us to meet again at the appointed time. Have thine own divine will. Let us be praise thee often, Lord, for it all. Lord, it's in Jesus' name. Have life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen.